بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are living in stressful times, difficult times, and everything, every time you think something is finishing, something new starts. The latest thing that has started is the unrest and rebellion in Bangladesh, which has left hundreds of people dead, and the government has fallen, some new government will come, and so on. Well, a lot of killings and looting and this and that. Now, what is going on in Gaza and so on is now almost a year old. And so also other places. The reason I'm mentioning this is because two of my friends, they asked me, they said, what can we do in these situations? Because we feel, on the one hand, we feel upset with what is happening. We feel even more upset with the fact that we are helpless, we can't do anything. We feel also, in some ways, insecure and threatened because we don't know what will spill over where. Like, for example, now the mosques and masajid which are being attacked in the UK by white extremists and so-called, I don't use the word right wing. It was used to say wrong wing. Language is important. So we say, these people are on the right. They're not on the right, they are on the wrong. Because right and wrong is not a direction. So anyway, long and short of it is that all of that is happening, so people are afraid what will happen. So in that situation, what can I do? Who is I? I is you, me, the ordinary Muslim. We don't have any authority, we are not in power, we are not heads of state, we don't run armies. We are not billionaires. Whereas billionaires themselves, Elon Musk, who is, I don't know for what reason, but he is the role model for a lot of young Muslims. At least read something about a person before you say so-and-so is a role model. I mean, really, I mean, completely. I think some of our youth are, the head is a vacuum. And you're not even blonde. I mean, for God's sake, so the really think about it. Elon Musk is a role model for what? Elon Musk is now running a campaign to support, you know, all the wrong things for the wrong reasons. So there is this whole feeling of tension and fear and whatnot. So I say, what shall we do? We are like, as the example I give, the analogy, as we are like captains of a sailing ship. You know, in the good old days before the steamers came, there were ships called the tall ships or clippers. So it was absolutely beautiful ships. The beauty of that vessel was something else. Sails upon sails upon sails. That's why they were called tall ships. And how those sailors, sailed those ships, it's a story in itself. Anyway, so if you are a captain, and that's where we are as Muslims individually, captaining a tall ship, and this ship is caught in a storm. Suppose there's a terrible storm happening. Now, you as a captain, you have two paradoxical roles to play, and you need to play both of them perfectly. The first role you have to play is to be aware of all the forces surrounding you. So you have the ocean currents, you have the winds, and you have, you know, all kinds of stuff which is happening, and the rocks on which the ship threatens to be wrecked. So you need to be aware of the environment. At the same time, you must not allow that environment to distract you from your course, right? Because if you get involved in the environment, you will crash. But at the same time, if you don't know the environment, then you cannot really sail the ship, because, you know, where are you going? I mean, what's happening to the wind and the rains and the ocean currents and so on? So two different, one role is ignore everything else and focus on my goal. And the other one is be aware of all the stuff at the same time, simultaneously. So you need to be able to perform these two paradoxical roles simultaneously and do them perfectly. That's the situation that we are in. So on the one hand, we have all of this bad news from all over the world. And on the other hand, question is, what shall I do? My answer is, do what we should do in the state of a crisis. And that consists of the following steps. One, number one is face and accept the fact that there is a crisis. Don't imagine it away. Don't think it's not happening. Don't say it won't happen to me. We hope it doesn't happen to you, but it can. I mean, there's nothing to, you know, you are not special in any way. That's one. Second one is, as Muslims, be aware and have this complete and total certainty that nothing can happen without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is happening because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing it to happen, and whatever can happen and cannot happen because it depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third thing is to ask yourself, therefore, what can I do? And for that, the principle I apply in my life, which I want to present before you, is I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. So let me repeat that. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. Because the reality of life is, no matter what situation you are in, whether you are the head of state, whether you are a billionaire, whether you are a single farmer with some sheep on a hillside, or a farmer in a hut, there is always something that you can do, and there is always something that you cannot do. There is no person who, as long as he is breathing, there is always something that he can do, no matter how small. But that is something which is in the power of that person. So focus on what is in your power. Okay? Don't worry about what is not in my... This is happening in Gaza, that's happening in Bangladesh, this is happening in the UK, that's not in our control. So how can I defocus from that? Stop watching that stuff on social media. People will send you forwards, don't look at them, delete them. Television, if you have one, take it and throw it in the junkyard. I haven't had a television for the last 30 years and I'm very happy. Right? I don't miss anything. I probably know politics better than most of you here because I write about it. And I have no television. You don't need television to know what is happening in the world. So if you have a television, make a video of how to smash a TV. Take it outside, take an axe, smash it, make a video, you make some money out of it. Right? The people who watch this garbage. So do that. Stop watching social media on all of these. If you have friends who are sending you stuff, very politely tell them, please don't send me this stuff. I'm not interested. I will not watch it. I will not respond to you. I will not say anything. I don't want to know. Leave it.
One of the biggest problem creators is social media, because of a very simple reason, which is that the algorithm of social media sends you more stuff of what you like. So anything you like, anything you see, you will get more and more of that. The more you see, the more you get. So you will, if you listen, for example, if you start clicking on videos from Gaza, then you will get them all day, and you will get hundreds of them. You will get them all day. If you click on wildlife, clips, then you will get all that. You will get that all day. It doesn't mean that suddenly wildlife is more important than Gaza. It just means that you have been creating or you have been clicking on those things, and it will keep sending you more and more of the same thing. So now, when you and I, when we, and may Allah help us and our friends, people forward you stuff, you look at that, then that's as good as clicking on it yourself, and you will start getting more and more of that from different sources. So this completely occupies your life. I remember this, we saw this very clearly during COVID, right? I know people who would watch COVID-related stuff literally the entire day. And their entire conversation was about COVID, right? They would walk around with masks, which was fine. But they would get completely paranoid about anyone coming close to them or standing close to them. Literally, I mean, going on to the almost to the point of insanity or the signs of insanity about COVID. So there was this tremendous fear. At the same time, they said, no, I'm not afraid. Life and death is in the hands of Allah. Now, if that is the case, then why are you acting like this, you know, in this completely crazy fashion? But that is because they're watching that data every day. No, but see, they are dying so many that they can't even bury them. And in New York, they have them in refrigerator trucks. La hawla quwwata illa billah. There's no end to this, right? See what Fauci is doing. See what these people are doing. Oh, the media is targeting all this. And then you have the others who say all of this is a conspiracy and so on. And bang pots and pans and COVID will go away. And drink this Joshinda and that Joshinda. Now, the point is, the whole time it is COVID. And because of that, your life is ruined. Your conversation is gone. Your relationships are gone. They got divorced because of this. All kinds of terrible things happen, right? So the point I'm saying is that if we are going to harass ourselves by watching negative stuff the whole time, stuff over which we have no control. So instead of watching all these COVID movies and COVID stuff, take your own precautions and say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept me well. I am healthy. I do not have COVID, and inshallah, I will not have COVID. Take whatever precautions you need to take, right? If you need to take a vaccine, take a vaccine. If you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. Do what you need to do, but don't keep on watching this social media stuff the whole time. The same thing applies to Gaza. Same thing applies to UK, what's happening in UK, what's happening in Bangladesh, and so on. We pray for those people. We really sincerely make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our brothers and sisters safe wherever they are, and to keep all this madness and insanity that seems to be engulfing the world, keep it far away from all of us. But don't fall into this trap of the same thing over and over again by watching all the social media stuff. So please, my brothers and sisters, do yourself a favor. Stop watching all this social media stuff, right? And then focus on what you can do. What can I do? Number one, I can and I should correct my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only Allah can change it. If it is happening, it's happening because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. Therefore, I need to be able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should I do? Make sure in my life there is no disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Earn halal, eat halal. Make sure you fulfill your fara'id. That don't let a fard go without fulfilling it. There are many of you young guys who are earning money. Zakat is due on you, and many of you don't know that you are supposed to pay zakat. Idul Adha, Udhiya, Qurbani was due on you, and you did not do Qurbani because you did not know. I'm not saying you are not evil, Alhamdulillah, you are beautiful people, but you should know. That is why you must know your deen. And don't say, no, but my dad, your dad has his own responsibility. If you are earning money, your dad's Qurbani or your dad's Zakat does not affect you. That is, he is doing his job, Alhamdulillah, good for him. That is due on you also. So go pay it. Make sure that you are fulfilling your faraid. Make sure you eat halal. Make sure you earn halal. Right? And then do extra ibadat, which starts with tahajjud. At least make it further yourself. At least 2 rakat of tahajjud every day. Pray that. Wake up half an hour before the time of fajr starts. Pray 2 rakat of tahajjud. Read some Quran, go to the masjid, pray Salat al-Fajr. Make this into your routine on a daily basis. Connect with Allah. Second thing is, deal well with your people around you, especially people who are not Muslim. So your neighbors and so on and so forth. If you come to the masjid on a Friday, don't park on somebody's lawn. Don't go block up somebody's driveway, right? I mean, I don't even know why I need to say that, but we need to say that. Don't go and park in a place which has a handicap sign on it. Don't do that. Come early, park if you can't get parking. If you come early, you will get parking, right? If there is no parking, park a bit further away.
walk to the masjid, no problem. The handicap sign is for the person who is actually handicapped. And I know, may Allah forgive all of us, I know there are some people who carry a handicap tag in the car in order to illegally park in a handicap place. Fear Allah. Fear Allah that Allah does not make you deserving of that handicap tag. Fear Allah so that Allah does not say, oh, you love the handicap tag so much? All right. Now you will deserve it. This is what is going to happen to you. After that, you will be handicapped. And then you can love this tag and genuinely use it instead of lying about this tag. SubhanAllah, have some sharam, some haya, some shame. How can you use a handicap tag when you are not handicapped? I have seen it myself. That's what I'm saying. I'm not like, I have seen it myself. There are people here who do this so that they can go and park their car in a handicapped. How shameful is that? Be good to your neighbors. Make sure that every person who comes into contact with you, no matter how redneck and blacknecked and committed and bigoted and whatnot that person is, when that person comes in contact with you, let the person's eyes open and say, wow, this is a Muslim. I know any Muslims are like this. They're beautiful people. I was in trouble. This person helped me. Believe me, this is the only way to change the world, is by changing the hearts of people who you come into contact with. And it's very easy. I'll tell you a very simple math. We are 1/5 of the global population, all right? 1/5. Which means that in every 5 people, 1 is a Muslim. In 5 people, 1 is a Muslim. Then that one is you. So for every one of you, there are 4 non-Muslims. If you can convert the hearts, I'm not saying bring them to Islam. No, I'm saying if you can convert their hearts to feel positive about Muslims, 4 people, you've done your job. You want the whole world covered. If every Muslim is good to 4 non-Muslims and those 4 non-Muslims feel that this Muslim guy is a good guy, Islam is a good religion, you've done your job. Even if none of them comes to Islam, no problem. That's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Can you do this? Be nice to your neighbors. Somebody's garbage can is outside, can lid is open, maybe it is raining, it'll fill up. Just go there, turn the lid, empty the can, take it to the garage, leave it there. Believe me, this changes hearts. I have seen it happen. It changes hearts. Christmas time, and I do it at Christmas because they expect it at Christmas. Christmas time, we get very high quality, very good quality chocolates, 2 bags, and I give it to the 2 garbage truck drivers who do our garbage every year. Now, Christmas time here in Massachusetts means that maybe on that Christmas, there's 2 feet of snow. But in that 2 feet of snow, I go out there, I stand there, because that guy, I don't know what time he comes, I'm waiting for him. I go out there, I stand there, and I give him. Believe me, I have seen those people, I have seen their faces. And they know who I am, because, you know, they pass by the house all the time. They say, this is the Imam of the Masjid. Sit. One guy tells me, no one does this. I said, yeah, I know. I give it to the 2 garbage people. I give it to the postman, the mail carrier who brings the mail. It's Alhamdulillah. Change the hearts of people. This is what we can do. This is in our control. This is the control of every single one of us. Do whatever way you can do it. Change the hearts of 4 people. Each one, 4 people. Right? Can we do this? Inshallah? Yeah? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to put this power to change the hearts of people into your and my hands, inshallah. And to make us do this work so that we will use what is in our control to change what is not in our control. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.